Parshas Noso is read after Shavuos every year. One of the questions that we need to ask ourselves is clearly that there is a reason for this. And we have to understand what is the connection, what are some messages that are found in Parshat Noso that are able to take the experience of Shavuos, the experience of Pesach, the experience of Sfiras HaOmer, and allow us to move forward into the next Tkufa, into the next period of time, the time which begins the 3 weeks, the Avelus of Yerushalayim. Parshat Noso then becomes like a pivotal point of taking the experience of Pesach, Sfiras HaOmer, and Shavuos, and moving us into the summer months. And we need to ask ourselves, what are some messages in Parshat Noso that allow us to be able to make this transition? The second aspect I'd like to focus in on, Amir Tzashem, really hand in hand, is the beginning of Parshat Noso. We know at the end of Parshat Bamidbar, the Torah tells us about the census that was taken for the sons of Kehat and how the sons of Kehat were responsible for transporting the aspects of the holiness, whether it was the menorah, the aron, on their bekatev yiso, on their shoulders. Parshat Noso then begins with the census that was taken for the family of Gershon and then the third of the three children of Levi, the sons of Merari. So Parsha begins in source number 2. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, take a census of the children of Gershon, sons of Gershon as well, according to the paternal household. And then it describes the work that Gershon did. They were involved in carrying the curtains of the tabernacle, the curtains of the cover, the tachash cover. And those were the things that were that the people of Gershon were in charge of, among those things. They also had the altar, their robes, the utensils of the service. And that was the aspect of Gershon. And then we go into the sons of Merari. And this is the charge of their burden for all the work in the tent of meeting. They had the planks of the tabernacle, its staves, its pillars, its sockets, the pillars of the courtyard all around, the sockets, the pegs, etc. Now, obviously, when the Torah is describing for us the different jobs that Kehat, Gershon, and Merari had, it's clearly not just for those period of time and those children, but it clearly has an eternal message for us as well and something for us to learn from. And the question we need to ask ourselves, and this will be our original question that we're going to begin with in Mirtz Hashem, is what message does this have for us? We don't have the tabernacle today. We don't know who's part of Gershon, Kehat, and Merari. We're not carrying the pegs and the pillars and the beams. So what are we supposed to learn from this, that when the Torah specifies these different aspects, that we can be able to tap into it for our own avodas Hashem, for our own service of God? I'd like to begin with a beautiful essay that Rav Reis has on Parshat Noso, where he points out in source number 4, he says, "Tchuna boletet ba'adam hi haratzon liyot shone mizulato." A very unique aspect, a very specific aspect that every human being has is the desire to be individualistic. We're not into copycatting what other people do. Just like every artisan wants to be able to have their stamp that makes themselves unique and different than every other artisan, so too every person wants that which is unique about them, that which stands out about them. And that's, as our rabbis tell us in the Medrash and Bamidbar Rabbah, Kishem she'ein parsufeyem domim, kach ein doteyem shavot. Just like no two human beings' face is exactly the same, even identical twins, so too our thoughts, our mindsets, are also different. Every person stands as unique. According to Chazal, Shoni Chitzoni Zeh, and the asterisks in 4, this outer difference, Me'id al Shoni Amok Yoter B'Pnim Yutam, is reflection of a deeper reality of the difference. Ma'ovda Sheben Kolam Erardim Shebaolam, And the fact is, if you take a look at the millions of people in this world, we know that no two people have the same fingerprint, right? That's an identification mark of a person. That too, that external aspect of a difference in fingerprint is a reflection how each one of us stamp our fingerprint in life. Our chashivos is in a different aspect. And that's why we speak about that every single person is created b'tzelem Elokim in the image of God. As Rav Reis continues in source number 5, one of the things that's unique about a Kadosh Baruch Hu is that we always describe Hashem as Echad, as one. Ve'in yachid ki yichudo, there's no one like him. Na'lam v'am gam ein sof l'achduto. This oneness of Hashem doesn't mean he's one versus two. It's much deeper than that. It means the uniqueness of Hashem. And that's why it's very interesting in the Hebrew language, there's no plural for Adam, man. We don't say Adamim, because Adam, who was created as a yachid, as an individual, on the philosophical, symbolic level, will always remain as an individual. No two people can ever be alike. I can never lump them together. And that's why the Maharal points out, it's very interesting, in Derech HaChaim, that while other aspects of creation were created in, like the desha, the grass was created, limino, in its species, and many were created, and likewise the shrutzi, the creepy crawly things, and the animals. Man was created originally as one. And this is the idea of one who saves one person as if they saved the entire world. When I look at any human being, I have to see them as unique. I have to see them as having something to offer that nobody else can offer. And one of our challenges is to be able to give every human being that kavod, that honor, that ability to say to them, you're not expendable. The fact that you are created means that there's a uniqueness in you. Just as your physical appearance is different than everyone else, just like your fingerprint is different than everyone else, so too what you have to offer, what's unique about you, is different than everyone else. Which, parenthetically, in Sur 6, is very important in terms of chinuch, of chanoch l'naro pidarko, to be able to teach every child in what's unique for that child, that we don't say, I have 30 children in a classroom, I'm going to teach that all 30 children are going to learn in the same way. No. Every child learns in a different way, and we need to be able to tap into the uniqueness of every child. It's interesting that the author, Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, who has a Sefer Dav Yeladecha, Know Your Child, has a appendix at the end of 2 chapters called Da Talmidecha, Know Your Student. And in this work, he says very, very beautifully that every educator must take out time during the course of the year to meet with every student individually. And every educator must know what is the strength and weakness of each and every individual student. And the job of the educator is not just to teach material, but to strengthen the areas that need strengthening and to be able to give the child a good sense about themselves in the areas that they're good in and be able to move the child beyond where they're at to a higher, a greater degree. It's not just stuffing them with information. It's about transformation. It's about elevation. And one can only do that successfully as an educator and as a parent in knowing what is specific about this child, what makes this child tick, what are the likes, the dislikes, the strength and the weakness of each and every child. Now, when we're speaking about every person has their strengths, has their areas that make them unique, that also has application to one's avodas Hashem. In Source 7, the Rav Reis brings down that the Chose was once asked, in which area should a person, put their effort in the service of God? And he responded, Ki ein biyado latzpia derech kolelet sheba yesh lahaloch. He can't offer one answer. Harbei drachim lavodat hamakom. There are many venues, there are many aspects in the service of Hashem. Yesh mi shemitameitz bavodat hatfilah. There are some that focus it on tefillah. There are some in learning. There are some in chesem. There's some in staka. everyone has their area that they focus in on, obviously in doing all of Avodas Hashem, but something that makes them unique in their service of Hashem, which is what we need to tap into and understand. That when I look at my uniqueness, when I look at what makes me special, I have to understand that that which makes me special, my ability to be caring, my ability to be empathic, that is then going to impact that I'm going to then choose areas where my empathy and my caring and my ability to be an active listener will have an effect in my Avodas Hashem. But maybe if I like to listen to old people or to sick people or to even people the same age who need that advice, that warm, loving, lending ear, that's where I'm going to put my energy. Someone else who likes intellectual gymnastics may put it into learning of Torah, may put it into other areas. Someone who has a tremendous amount of concentration may put it into davening, may put it into learning. L'chol Adam, and continuing the arrow in 7, Ki Sharim Shalom, everyone has the aptitudes, the abilities that make them special. Ubet Ein L'kach Gam Tafkidim Yuchadim Shalom. And our challenge is to clearly know what makes us unique, what makes us special, in order that we're able to take that uniqueness, to take that specialness, and be able to apply it into becoming the best person we can be. Just like every soldier has their place in the army, so too every person has their place in the army of God in creating a tikkun olam, in creating this world as a better place, as a more godly type of place. So the first yesod is that we see is that everyone strives to be able to focus in on their uniqueness, what makes them special, what makes them who they are. And this aspect needs to be sought after, to be found, to be developed, in order for every person to then utilize that which is unique and special and be able to apply it into their purview of their Avodas Hashem. And this is what Rabbi Tatz speaks about in Thinking Teenager's Guide to Life in source number 8 through 10, where he speaks about how a person before 18, and if one hasn't done it then, it's never too late, to take a circle and to write down the features of one personality and put everything in of your characters, your talents, inside the circle, and everything that you don't have, you may want to have it, but you don't have it, outside the circle. And then, when you look out at the circle, you are studying a picture of yourself, the real you, not the person in the asterisk you may fantasize about being, but the real you. Outside the circles are your fantasies, inside is you. And if you want to know what you're meant to be doing in this world, look at your circle. The contents of that circle are your tools. Your task is to use these tools to their maximum. He notes that really one should develop the circle by 18 so that one really can focus from then on into what one is doing, into the stage of building. If those are the tools you have been given, they define your role and your life's work. If you are placed in Source 9 on a building site with a bag of tools by an intelligent foreman, all you need to do is to look around and see what is being built in your immediate vicinity and what tools you have been given, and you will know immediately what you should be doing. Obviously, you have been given exactly the tools you need for your job. Life is not a joke. You have a task to accomplish, and the most definitely been given all that you need to accomplish it. A careful examination of your place in the world and your personal character tools will give you a clear picture of what you are and what must you do. And if you think you do not have the tools, then perhaps you are pursuing the wrong goals. And my friends, I can't emphasize enough, as we've mentioned in the past, this is not so much about one's profession, even though that could be part of the circle, but it's very much on who and what makes me unique and how I deal with life situations on a day-in, day-out basis. And this is what I have every opportunity to be building the world in a more spiritual place and being able to utilize that which is given to me and to be able to respond accordingly. This ability to be unique, to be able to take a look at life and be able to put what is unique about me and my stamp on it, is described so beautifully in source number 11, the Kol Kli toreim et trumato lebitsui harmoni shel symphony zu. The Rav Reis describes on the pasuk Hashemayim misaprim kvod kel that the heavens speak about God. They say God's glory. That the entire world is part of a larger symphony of praising God. And each and every one of us is a different instrument, a unique instrument, that we have our role in what we need to be, what note we need to be playing as part of this symphony. There's a Gevaldic piece, if we move for a moment to sources 38 through 40, and Rav Pinkus' Sefer Nefesh Shimshon on Tehillim, where he quotes in source 39 the Shiltei Giborim. The Shiltei Giborim has a Gevaldic Chiddush, where he says, when the Levitim were in the Beis Hamikdash, so every Levi was given, let's say there was a song of eight notes, every Levi was told, you play one note. And when it comes to your turn in the song, you just play one note, bong. Every time we come there, you play bong, and you play bing, and you play bang, whatever note it is. It wasn't that the Levim all played the same, all the notes, and they together made up a song. But every Levi had one individual note that they were responsible to play. And it was in the collection of all the notes together that were able to have this beautiful symphony. And he says in 40, Ha'emet Yish Am Yisrael Bichlaluto, we are like this great symphony. Every Jew has et haton amyuchad lo. We have our tone. We have our note to play. You know, some people think, you know, you need to have a whole symphony in the service of God. Halavai, we get down one tone well. We're able to play our bing perfectly. And every time it comes to our bing, we go bing, 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 and we get down the bing perfectly. That could be the empathy, that could be the giving, that could be the smother, whatever it is. But we're there, we've developed it, we've made our mark, our uniqueness. Afa pishazon nikudaktona, even though we say, it's only a bing, chasrona bashpia al tsurat tanigun shel kolotos gizmarit kula. But if you have the bang and the bong without the bing, you've missed the whole beauty of the symphony. And that's the Musar Gadol v'Norad Ma'od, that each and every one of us has the ability to ruin the symphony of life if we play the wrong note, and if we play our note out of order, and if we don't perfect what note is given to us. And it's interesting, as the Rav Reis continues in Source 12 and 13, one of the lessons in Parsha Noso is found at the end of the Parsha, when the Nesim, the princes, all bring the same exact korban for the inauguration of the tabernacle. So the question Mefarshim ask is, if it's the same exact, down to the weight of the gold and silver gift, so why not just list? These are the 12 leaders, and this is the sacrifice they brought. Why is each one listed separately? And the answer is, they both may be playing the same violin, but each one, when they brought it with their intentions. They brought it with their bing, with their bang, with their bong, whatever made them unique. And when people are doing things in life, and it may seem to be, you know, the same person listening to an older person, and this person's listening to an older person. This one's helping out a friend, and that one's helping out a friend. But each one has that note which makes them unique, which makes them special, and we have to be able to find our note and to develop our note. But with this in mind, my friends, I think we now come to the essence of what Parsha Noso is teaching us, and that's a twofold lesson. The first is, we need to recognize that when we have these unique notes that we need to play, we have to recognize that this role that we are given in life doesn't only come with the gifts of giving and specialness built into the package deal, which makes our note resound with such power, are the challenges in life that make us who we are, that strengthen those strings and those chords, that when we pluck it, the sound comes in a much richer way. And those are called the Nisyonos Bachayim, the challenges of life, source 14. Botol midah in the same way. Shenechonu l'chol adam tafkidim yuchanim hashonim me'elu shel zulato. Just like each and every one of us, as we've discussed, has a unique job in this world. We each have our own challenges, we each have our own difficulties in life. Hashem has given us, each and every one of us, tailor-made, what are our issues in life and how we're going to be able to handle them. And this is what the Ramban learns by Merari. By their name, you should give each and every job. Every masa, every, you know, board, every keresh had a name ascribed to it. Okay, Shimon, you're going to take that board. Reuven, you're going to take that board. You know, Yehuda, you have this board. Shlumiel, you have that board. Because this is the depth in life. It's not just, okay, but Bnei Merari, these are the crushing, these are the boards, these are the sockets, go carry them. No. Each and every one had a name attached, which is the masa, the burden in life. Each and every one of us has our name on our burden. It's that famous idea, if everyone would take their sack of troubles and put it on the table, they would take back their own sack when they saw other people's sacks. Because this sack is unique for us. I'll just mention parenthetically that Shraga, Rav Shraga Grossbart, says, we learn from here in Source 20, that if you're in charge of assigning people to work on committees, don't just say, okay, divide yourselves up. Because very often, things just fall through the cracks. It's much better to say, okay, A, B, and C, you're good and talented at setting up the tables good. You guys are good at the phone squad. If you give people specific jobs, it will be a better way to ensure that they will be carried out. And therefore, we have to understand, v'tchum ha'voda ruchanit ish eino rashay lifrok v'masa'o o lisbor shekashet mimenu adavar. Every person has to know that this is what is given to them, and they can't change for somebody else. In fact, it's brought down in the Gemara Baba Metzia that once somebody said, I am a gatekeeper, and you are, you know, someone who sings. I can't be the singer and you the gatekeeper. Every person has to know what their job is. And in fact, the Gemara tells us, Misharer Shishier Bemita. If a singer decides that he wants to be a gatekeeper, it's Chayim Misa. Why? Because every person has their burden. Every person has their unique job. And they have to take that burden on themselves. And part of this, as the Nesiva Shalom describes in Source 15, is that Kol Tnaei HaChayim Shel Adam BeGashmius UBeRuchnius, all of our life situations, physically and spiritually, Kulam nitnu lo kafi ashayach litikun olamo, is what is necessary for them to fix their world. Only through those tanaim, only through those life circumstances, can they come to their yi'ud, can they come to their destiny in their life. And we have to be able to be cognizant of this. You know, sometimes you see that a person is given a tremendous challenge, and as a result of that challenge, they take on a different aspect in their life, or they move into a different direction as a result of this nisayon that they went through. And sometimes you say to yourself, like, why did God put them through this nisayon? It was so difficult. Yes, we don't know why God puts us through difficult nisayonos. But you see as a result that this person now is in a totally different place. And this person is where they belong, and they're flowering and they're blossoming, because this is what they needed to be pushed in order to be able to build on this site with these tools, what's needed to be built, what's needed to be accomplished in this world. And that's why you'll have some people who will, let's say, have 10 kids, and other people will have none or fewer children, because that's where they need to be put their energy and efforts in this world. Things aren't by accident. Everything that happens is part of the Tnaei HaChayim, or the challenges in life. And the greatest challenge, and this is what the Parsha is telling us by describing the Masa, the burdens on each and every individual, is that those burdens are what makes us who we are. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is through those burdens to be able to carry what we need to carry in life. And this is what the Kutzker Rebbe says in Source 14, in the bracket, so beautiful. On the Mishnah, Altomar l'kesheafne eshne, don't say when I have time, when it's, you know, it's convenient, it's I've the ability, then I'll learn. Shema lo tipane, because you may never have that. And says the Kutzker Rebbe, Al titchet amaseh l'zman shebo tifne, ki shema min ha-shamayim. Don't say I'll do it when I have more time, when I have more yeshiva da'at. Because perhaps from heaven they want you to serve Hashem Dal Dafka when you don't have time, when you're not focused. And then you're able to learn. Then you're able to do the chesed. Then you're able to help somebody out. In those circumstances, that's really where greatness comes. And that's what we have to develop within ourselves to be able to recognize these abilities and to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu within them. But we have to understand, my friends, and this is crucial, that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a burden in life, and the burden comes in so many packages. For some it comes in financial worries, and for some it comes in illness, for some it comes in difficult children, and for some it comes in difficult in-laws, for some it comes in job, for some it comes in neighbors. There's so many package deals of challenges in life. But you know what, my friends? At the end of the parsha, and this is a Gevaldic idea that he notes the Maros Shirim Rav writes, at the end of the parsha, we have the Nesim bringing wagons. There were 6 wagons that were brought. And the wagons were divided up among the Levim who had to transport the Mishkan. Kahat got none of the wagons. They, the Katef yourselves, we'll talk about in a minute, Mirtz Hashem, they carried it on their shoulder. Gershon, who had, as we spoke about, the curtains and those type of things, they got 2 wagons. It wasn't that heavy what they carried. Merari, who had the most difficult masa, the most difficult, it was the heaviest, the most cumbersome, they got 4 wagons. We learn from here, Limdata Rabbikach, the Torah is trying to teach us here, my friends. And my friends, we need to integrate this for life. Shekashem, Shemina, Shemayim, Mitzilim, Akolachad, Lasek Masaot. Just like as from heaven, they give us the burdens that we need to carry. They also give us the right amount of wagons to be able to carry our burdens. God never puts on a person a spiritual challenge, a nisayon, or a test. Even though it sometimes it feels this way, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives us the test, he gives us the people, he gives us the life situations, he gives us the kochos hanefesh, the inner life abilities to be able to deal with these situations and to be able to handle these situations. Now, if we understand that the parsha is teaching us how every part of Levi had their own unique aspect to carry in life, and that which they carried was they were given certain burdens, and with the burdens they were given the ability to handle them and to recognize that this is unique for them in their life situations. So then I think there's one other aspect that we need to keep in mind. And this, perhaps, is the most difficult of what we've been speaking about till now. When it describes the Gemara in Erechim, when it describes, V'livnei kahat lo natan, kahat was given b'katef yiso. They weren't given wagons, they were carrying it on their shoulder. So the Gemara says, b'mashma shenemar b'katef. Do we not know from the word b'katef on one shoulder, eni yodea she yisau? Don't I know that they carried it? What do I learn from the fact that it says that B'nai Kahat on their shoulders they carried it? Ein Yisau Ela Lashon Shira. Kein Hu Omer Yisu Zimra Utnu Tov. Yisau is a language of Shira, Usu, to burst out in song. L'lamdeinu, to teach us. Shelozo bavad shebnei kahat lo chashu atzman kumiskenim. Not only the bnei kahat didn't feel like, oh, poor us, we're the schleppers, we have to carry it on our shoulders. No, shemasa hakodesh, they recognize what was given to them has kedusha to it. Shutal al shechmam, and that brought them to a level lifsoach b'shir, to break out in song. And this is our challenge in life. And my friends, it's not easy. But this is what the Chumash is telling us. That it's not only that we have to recognize what is unique. It's not only that we have to do our siyas mitzvot b'nemanos and to do our job to the best of our ability. But there is also an aspect that there should be simcha, there should be joy in that which we do. That when we're carrying our burdens in life, when we're carrying those challenges in life which are part and parcel of that package deal, that fingerprint that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that makes our unique impression on this world, recognize that we should be doing it b'simcha, that this was the Hashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, this is what we were chosen for, this is our unique challenge and job. You know, there's a gewaldic medrash when the Navi Shmuel describes how the Aron was brought back to the Jews after being in Plishtim for 7 months. So Navi tells us, Vayisharna haparot baderach. The Plishtim put the Aron on wagons, and the wagons, the cows, went straight. Al derech veit shemesh, halchu haloch v'gaov v'lo saru yamin u'shmol. They didn't go to the right or to the left. And Vayisharna, literally, they went straight. The Gemara learns out, Amra Shira. At that hour, the cows began to sing. And what a Kal Vachomer. If the cows recognize, on whatever level cows are at, that they are carrying the Holy Aron, and is there a greater simcha than this? Is there a greater joy than this? We who carry the burden of creating a Kiddush Hashem in this world, we who at every moment in our lives and everything we do create an impression, we who create Kedusha, is there any greater joy than this? As the Sfasema says at the asterisk on the bottom, Ha'inyan al pi ma'a shekatu vayisharna parot baderech, Shaideshin asu aron nitan behem dat l'sharer v'lomar. Through carrying these cows, had that have knowledge to sing, Kena Levim, B'nashin asu tefehem, B'koach zeh, Herimu kol zimra. Likewise, Levim, with what they were carrying, they brought out in shir. And the bracket continues, L'chmochein hu b'chol oved Hashem. And this is true of each and every one of us. Shemim palei, Zim v'simcha ayido avera ayidei avoda emes. When we do the avoda emes, we too should be full of simcha, of joy. And this perhaps is the first connection between Shavuos and Parshas Naso. In Shavuos time, with the crucial statement that Klal Yisrael made in 24 is Naaseh V'Nishma. We're ready to do. We're ready to do even if we don't understand what we're doing. We're ready to be able to give of ourselves, but totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we understand Naaseh. We understand that whatever Hashem demands of us, whatever Hashem wants from us, Nishma will be able, Naaseh will be able to do, then Nishma will be able to understand. But we're not afraid. Well, will God give us something too difficult? Will there be something too hard? First, let me understand what I have to do, and then I'll do it. No. Because Naaseh V'Nishma is this Nakuda. I understand whatever Hashem gives me, I'll be able to carry. I'll be able to do. I'll be able to handle. And that's the godless of Naaseh V'Nishma. That's the idea we say in our Zmiro Shabbos. Uvau kulam bevris yachad, at the end of 24, we all came together in one covenant. Naaseh v'nishma rukechad, we said Naaseh v'nishma together. Upatchu v'anu Hashem echad, and we opened our mouths and said Hashem is one. Baruch hanotein layav koach, and praises the God who gives us the strength. Because bad bevad, hand in hand with the Nasa V'Nishma, with whatever Hashem asks of us in our own personal Nasa V'Nishma in our lives, we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with us and give us the Koach. This is hinted at beautifully, the Bnei Menachem says, in source number 23 in the asterisk, and when we say, in Psukei Nezimra in the morning, Hanotein Sheleg Katsamer, Kefur Ka'efer Yefazer. From heaven, when they give coldness or snow, they also give the tsemer. They also give the covering to be able to be warmed by this coldness, by this snow. It goes hand in hand with the coldness are the coats, are the ability to handle this. This is the message. You said Nasa V'Nishma and Shavuos. Now what? Now look at the parsha and realize that agolos are given, that Kadosh Baruch Hu helps everybody out, that we have such a schus to be able to carry our burdens, that this is Bakateif Yisrael, this is Shirus Uzim Rao Tnum Kof, that what a schus it is, that we have the ability to say Nasa V'Nishma, and we know that Hashem is going to carry us. And this is the idea of the Lekach V'Libuv developing, says in Source 25, he says the whole idea of Kabbalat Ol, which we took on Shavuos, is about Shira. Kimi Shemekabel in the asterisk in 25, Alav Ol Torah, when you really take upon yourself on Shavuos, the old Torah, the burden of Torah, Mit Malei Acharkach B'Simcha, you're filled with joy, Ayidei Avodas Hashem Yitbarach, through being able to serve Hashem, Ubali de Shira, and in that way you come to song. And this is the exact opposite of what the world thinks, that if you give yourself to a life of Torah and mitzvot, then you're constraining yourself, you're restraining yourself, you've lost out on all the pleasures of this world. No. Ultimately, my friends, the greatest pleasure is to feed our neshama. And the greatest pleasure our neshama could have is to be able to feel that it is building in the spiritual world and being able to give in the spiritual world. And it's interesting, says the Lekach V'Libuv, on Shabbos, to a real extent, and we're talking about the Shabbos after Shavuos, this is true of every Shabbos, but something to think about specifically, the Shabbos after Shavuos, we will become like Levim. We don't have lands to work, we don't have a chelik and nachla. We are involved totally in Shabbos. And he says the whole essence of Shabbos is the burden of Torah, and that's why it is demonstrated through Shira, through the Zmiros on Shabbos. And as he says in the brackets in 27 so beautifully, he says, the time of Shabbos is Lidromei Ma'idei Shira, to sing Shabbos Zmiros and to become exalted through them. Ki apeh, because the mouth, hu kumnes halev, is the quill of the heart. Vahashira, and song, kumnes haneshama, is the quill of our soul. Shabbos is a day of soul, and therefore Shabbos is a day of Shira. And on Shavuos, after we've taken upon ourselves this old Torah, the Shabbos after Shavuos is a time of greater intensity of Shira, a feeling, Ashreinu Matov Chokeinu, how special we are in our Avodas Hashem. That, my friends, I believe, is the essence on the level that we're speaking about today of the message of Parshat Naso. When it talks about Naso, literally to lift up, to count, literally Naso means to carry, that this is what it's about. When you carry, you're lifted up, you feel elevated, you feel, wow, this is what makes me special and unique. Everyone has a name on their challenges, on their gifts, on what makes them unique. And this is what I have to accomplish, which was given to me, tailor-made, from Bria Olam, from the beginning of creation. And to sing Shira, to be able to be happy about this. The question, however, becomes, my friends, reality. Reality is that it's hard to always stay on this level. It's hard to always be focused on, wow, this is, you know, what a schos that I'm carrying, you know, such a burden. It's heavy. And the Bi'am Derech describes this challenge when he just talks about Nasa V'Nishma. He says in 29, Prat Nosaf Nichlal B'Geder Zeh Shel Nasa V'Nishma, V'hu atmadat yitmodedut im hatavot v'amidot hara'ot gam kasher amidot v'nifilot hinam minat chalkenu me'ila'et. He says part of Na'aseh V'nishma is to be able to constantly be successful, even when we fall. Even when we feel like, oh, yesterday I was such a failure, and tomorrow I'm going to be such a failure. How can I live today? No. Na'aseh V'nishma means ein shum chashbonos. Eineni mechashev et hayom lifi hatmo v'machar. I'm not going to look at my avodas Hashem today based on what was yesterday or what was tomorrow. Lomar ma yatzeli mikach, shet chazek hayom. I'm going to focus in on today for being today. Nase hi lakdim nase, lasot et ata et asher efshar, v'nitan mibli hanishma, ma yatzeli mizeh, ma shava avodoti v'kayotze. Nase v'nishma practically means nase, I'm going to do. I'm going to be oriented toward the very moment, and how am I going to develop at this moment? I'm not going to think about the nishma, about the implication. Well, yesterday I wasn't so happy, and I know tomorrow I'm going to be depressed, and this is so overwhelming, so today, you know what, let me just throw in the towel. No. Nase means let me focus in on today. Let me try to do the best I can right where I am, even if I don't feel the arevos, even if I don't feel the specialness, even if I don't feel the masikos, even if I don't feel like I'm dancing through the streets. At this moment, I am going to move forward. Even if I don't feel like Hashem is carrying me, I'm going to move forward in my avodas Hashem. You know, what comes to my mind is being once on a bank line. I may have mentioned this story before. When Rachel was, at the end of her first year, so she was, more toward a heavier baby than a lighter baby, and I'm standing on line Erev Shabbos waiting to deposit a check, and the line was a Friday line in L.A. It was very, very long, and she was heavy, and I didn't want to put her down, and there was a Rosh Kollel who was standing, in front of me on line, and he turned to me, he said, if you think that you're carrying the baby, you're wrong. The baby's carrying you. It's the Aron, no say, no stop. The Aron carried its halters. And that was like such a sowed in light, right? We think we have all this burden, whether it's physically carrying a child or emotionally and spiritually carrying the child. We forget that God's a third partner. We forget someone's carrying it with us. So when we have those days that I feel like my arms are going to collapse from holding this child, we say no. Even if I don't feel it, I know on some level it's there. Let me try to tap in today, right now, to the Nasa aspect. And going through these different aspects in life is normal. And that says in the Siva Sholom, a very beautiful essay, he says that's really the difference between Gershon, Kahan, and Merari. Kahan are those who are on the elevated level. They feel like a shmack every time they do Avodas Hashem. Gershon, Milashon, Ki Gershuni Hayom. In 31, the arrow mistapach v'nachalat Hashem, because I was driven away from the portion of Hashem, means that at times they feel close, and at times they feel pushed away. But Merari, the asterisk in 32, they're on the lowest level. They're mentioned last. They're about meriros. They're about bitterness. They're always thinking, ugh, there's no reason to do a Torah for this. They feel the burden. It's so heavy. And says in Siva Shalom in 35, really all of us are a Gershon Kahan Merari. There are times that we feel on fire. Wow, Avodas Hashem, I can handle my load in life. There are other times that, there are moments that are better and the moments that are more challenging. And then there are Merari moments in our life where we feel totally, pushed away. The burden is so heavy, I can't handle it. But in all aspects of life, Tzara Sheveh Shakol LeBechinot, Shakol LeAvodas Hashem, even when I feel this, I feel connected. I feel not so connected. I feel not connected at all. All of this is part of Avodas Hashem. All of this is about Nasa, about tapping into the current moment and saying whether I'm connected or not, whether I'm singing or not, I know that this is where I need to be at the present moment. There's no such thing as checking out and going on vacation in Yiddishkeit. This is, obviously, one can go on vacation. I'm talking about spiritually, yeah? This is about recognizing that I have to be able to be focused and aware. Yes, I may not be as connected as I want to be. I may be in a slump right now. okay, that's where I'm at. This is the way I'm going to carry it, but I know Hashem is going to be with me while I'm carrying it. And at least to try to tap into a recognition of where I'm at and where I want to be and being able to move there. And the key, and this is what Rav Nosson, quoting Rav Nachman in Luke Tei Hilchos Yerodeah, speaks about, where he says toward the bottom of 42, he says, this is the bechina of this is what every person should daven for. Eilecha le'eit mitzo. What does le'eit mitzo mean? Le'eit mitzo daika shizket tamid limso hanekuda kifi ha'eit v'azman. I need to tap into knowing what is Hashem want for me right now. Ki bivadai yefshar ladam le'da kol zebet pertiyut. Of course, we may not know exactly, but you have to be mommy that at every moment Hashem wants something different from us. There are ups and downs in life, but at least let me focus in on the moment. And this is what he says by the Shema. When we talk about She'ikar ha'tikun ha'idei she'mekasher libo la'nekuda shayach libo ba'et hazo. See where you're holding right now. And where you are right now, this is the place where you need to be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu from this Nakuta. So if right now you're feeling meroriness, you're feeling a certain bitterness, you're feeling like it's overwhelming, that's where you're serving Hashem right now. Understand it. Tap into it. Serve Hashem from that feeling. Don't just throw it off and say, well, I'm just feeling overwhelmed. Let me just throw on the towel. No, this is where you're at right now. La'ed meso. Recognize what you're feeling. Be aware of it. Be cognizant of it. Move from that reality. Ki b'chol eid u'b'chol yom srichim. L'varech l'alel t'Hashem yitbarach. Every day we have to be able to talk to Hashem with where we're at, being able to recognize where that's at, and being able to say, Nasa v'nishma, let me take it upon myself, even if this is not where I want to be at, but this is where I'm at right now, this is how I'm going to be Oved Hashem, and I can move toward a level of simcha, of shira, but I have to be aware that I can't just say, well, just forget it, let me throw it all off. The beauty of the Gershon Kahane Merari is that life is a continuum. Life is about that we go through different ups and downs in life, and we recognize those different ups and downs. And Nasa V'nishma of Shavuos means that when you go through those different ups and downs in our own lives, in the life of the Jewish calendar, wherever we are, if it's Tisha B'Av, it's a down. If it's Pesach, it's a high. I recognize this. This is where Hashem wants me to be right now. This is my Avodas Hashem. This is what's demanded from me right now. And I'm able to get a handle on it. And through that ability to recognize that this is where I am right now, and this is how I'm going to serve Hashem right now, it enables me, it helps me be able to then say, wow, it's hard to be here, but I'm not alone. I have a Kadosh Baruch Hu with me. And that then builds a person up and strengthens a person to feel that this burden is doable. And it brings a person to higher levels of appreciation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's helping hand, which then leads us to higher levels of feeling connected and feeling this aspect of Shira and Simcha. And therefore, in conclusion, my friends, what we've tried to see today, it's that Parshat Noso is a continuation of the Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma on one level means I'm not going to ask questions. I understand that whatever Hashem gives me, I'm able to handle. And you know what, my friends? That is true of each and every one of our burdens. We have a tailor-made burden. Gershon, Kahat, Merari, everyone has a tailor-made burden with their name on it, with the life situations on it. And I recognize that God gives me the wagons in life to be able to carry what I need to carry, if indeed I need wagons. Sometimes, b'katef yisoh, he wants me to carry it on my own shoulders. But it's the aron, no say it, no sav, he's really carrying me. I'm not really carrying the aron. But when I carry these burdens, my friends, I carry it b'simcha, b'shira, with joy, with song, because I know Hashem's really carrying me. And I know that I'm doing this to make a tikkun olam, to bring about godliness in this world. And I understand that this is what I need to be doing right now in this world. And I need to be focusing on what I am doing, because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for me. I need to know my circle, study it well, and be able to, like the cows, go on a straight path, but in the path of Shira, in a path of song as well. But to recognize that when we have this construct in life, and we have the Shabbos after Shavuos, which is like the Shira Shirim, it's the aspect of tapping into the Kulmnis and the Shama, of really feeling the burden of Torah of Shabbos like a levy, and ready to sing and burst out in song. To recognize that there's a second aspect of Nafsa V'Nishma. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to have that ability to be the Retzef, the continuity, day in, day out. You know, we get frustrated with ourselves, and we say, I can't do it, and we're down with ourselves. Recognize that that's part of the system, too. Gershom, Kahat, and Merari are three different parts of the continuum. Kahat connected, Gershom a little bit, sometimes in, sometimes out. Merari feeling the burden. We're not talking about them as individuals, but as a prototype, so to speak. And yes, we have all of that within us. We have to be able to recognize that, see where we're at any given day, and say, I have today in front of me, I need to be able to do la'eit mitzo, what is in front of me, to focus in on that. That's my nafsa, the understanding why I'm in where I'm at, is the nishma. Let me focus in on where I'm at. And with that ability of focusing in on the today and feeling okay with the today, that feeling okay allows me to build up that confidence of feeling Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and allows me to feel more of a connection. And when I feel that connection, it enables me and helps me that even at times when I don't feel as connected, even at times when I feel it's overwhelming, I know that there is this path of Shira, there is this path of help, and this is the place that ultimately I want to get to. That place of feeling the joy of carrying Hashem's burden, the tent of meeting, which is really a microcosm for each and every one of our lives as we build the tent of meeting for God in our personal, family, community lives, as we carry this tent of meeting around, as we build it in different aspects of our lives, we're able to carry it, and b'katesh yisa'u, we're able to carry it, b'shira u'b'simcha.